talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on the team.
And joining us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, coach of the number one team in Division II baseball, Chris Hanks. Chris, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the regional win against St. Edward's with the 7-4 victory on Saturday. And I know for your ball club, you try to remind these guys, look, let's, number one, manage the attaboys. Number two, let's have fun playing. And I think your guys certainly show that throughout the course of the regional to be able to bring that win, bring that win in on Saturday, that 7-4 victory. You had to come back from being down at one point 3-0 in that baseball game.
Yeah, you know, we've been we've really been preaching to the guys to make sure they're having fun, but with a lot of focus. And you know, they're a resilient bunch. We got down, but we've battled back, and it didn't surprise me at all. But we would like to get leads and not play from behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's not a good place to be in. But you were able to, as I mentioned, come back from being down 3-0. You got the bloop by Conrad Villaforte. Rob Sherrar got aboard on a single, and then a sack bunt by Julian Boyd, and then Rob stole third, and then came around to score on Conrad's base hit. And that's why I think one of the impressive things about your lineup, Chris, is that you got guys that can hit for some power, no doubt about that. First team in program history to have 100 home runs and 100 stolen bases in a season. But the way that when called upon to manufacture runs, this team has executed time and time again.
Yeah, they have. You know, we ask them to just battle at the plate, especially with two strikes, and don't go quietly into the night, so to speak. And the guys are pretty good with shortening up, battling, putting the ball in play, and giving us a chance.
Christo Stefanos, I thought, had a really big regional for you. I believe he homered in every single game. Hit his eighth home run in Saturday's game. Unfortunately for Christos, he ended up getting ejected, but he had a really strong regional series for you.
Yeah, you know, he was a guy we put in the lineup. He can really do some damage. You know, there's some swing and miss in there with him, but boy, if he connects, you know, he can hit a long way. So he was strategically placed there to just, you know, try to run into something, and he had a good weekend, and he did just that.
And then Rob Sherrar continues to have an impressive season. The home run for Rob as well that was part of the power explosion that you guys had in that game.
Yeah, Rob's been Mr. Steady. You know, he's always a tough at-bat and extremely tough out. He has a chance to leave the yard. He can bunt for a hit, and he's very good with two strikes. So, you know, and he'll walk. He's what you want in a leadoff guy. You just add the power in there, it adds another dimension.
Mavs skipper Chris Hanks with us today on the Team Sports Network. Cannon Handy got the ball, pitched the first four innings, gave up the three runs, two earned on six hits, and walked three, had a couple of strikeouts. But your bullpen, which has been really good this season, really led the way. Cade Nickel, I've been impressed with what I've seen from him this year. Gave up just one hit over the next three innings, and then he ended up getting the win on Saturday. And then Anthony Durbano, your all-conference closer, just old-school Goose Gossage, two-inning save in that ballgame, just has had a tremendous season and certainly had another great performance for you on Saturday.
Yeah, he did. You know, it started with Cade, as you mentioned. Cade's a command guy. He changes speeds well. He's very good off the mound, filled in his position. You know, we wanted to stretch him into the eighth, but he felt like he was getting a little tired. Forced us to go to Durbano just an inning early. But Bano was effective. He got himself in a little trouble, you know, and I think tried to overthrow a couple of pitches, but at the end of the day, he got the job done. And when he's on the mound and if we have a lead, we really have a good chance to win.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team with us. It's Angelo State again, and I know you're probably watching on Sunday, Chris, and thinking, okay, hey, there's a chance we might get to host this. UT Tyler had that lead in the game. They forced the if game on Sunday. Unfortunately, Angelo State comes back to win the baseball game, and they'll be hosting. But there was a while there, Chris, that I think Mav fans had a little glimmer of hope that it might be at the Diamond of the Bergman Sports Complex this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it would have been nice to be at home. You know, you never know how that's going to go. Just being at home doesn't guarantee you're going to win. But, you know, we're very comfortable, obviously, playing at home. But we've been at home for a few weeks in a row now, and sometimes it's good to get on the road and get the guys in a hotel. When we're on the road, we have complete knowledge of what they're doing and where they are and a little more control, and you get them all together. So that could be a powerful thing as well, although Angelo's an extremely tough place to play.
And for, I mean, you're, this is, if you're going to go someplace, it might as well be to a place you've been many times before in San Angelo, Texas. You know the lay of the land there. You know that field. What makes that such a difficult place, Chris, to get a victory if you're opposing team?
Well, first of all, they get very big crowds, kind of like us, but probably even bigger. And they're pretty rowdy. They're a lot of heckling. They don't really control their fan base from an administrative standpoint. They let them go, so they're pretty brutal, you know. And it's just, you know, so they have that home crowd behind them, and you're on a turf field. It's a little bit older now. It's very fast. A lot of balls get through the infield. But yet it's a park, depending on the day and the way the wind's blowing, it can be a very hitter-friendly park as well.
They have a .348 batting average, but when you look at the power numbers, they're not exactly anything, you know, eye popping. It's they've hit 50 home runs this season. Trip Clark has been their home run leader this year. He's got 9 home runs. He also has 61 RBIs to lead them. It really kind of looks like if you just look at the numbers for the Rams, that their pitching staff, will talk more about that, but their pitching staff is probably the strong suit for this ball club. But offensively, like I said, they've got some guys that can do a little damage.
Well, they built their team off of pitching and defense, and what they do offensively is a lot of what we try to do. You know, they bunt a whole lot. They actually bunt more than we do. They try to manufacture runs. They're always playing for one run at a time. They steal a bunch of bases if you look at those numbers. They have a real ability. They walk a lot. They get on base. They move runners. They steal. They bump. They hit and run. Their whole offense is centered around trying to manufacture one run at a time, and they're good at it. So they have a bunch of kids in their lineup that can run. You have to defend the running game, and they're just very active in that regard. And they assume they're going to hold opponents down, you know, on the scoreboard with their pitching. And I think they're leading the country in fielding average at a .984 clip.
Yeah, 183 stolen bases this season. That's definitely the strong suit of what they do offensively. And like you said, pitching with that 3.55 ERA for their team, it's been impressive. And Cade Bragg has been really impressive for them. He's clearly their ace. He's 13-1. He has an ERA of 1.11 right now, which is extremely impressive for what he's been able to do this season. 108 strikeouts, 32 walks. He was a guy that I was talking with Jeremy Bryant from the Angelo State Radio Network. He's a guy that was at Texas Tech previously. But Cade Bragg's a guy most likely you'll see game one coming up on Friday.
Yeah, we're expecting either Bragg or Munson. They've done both, so we'll just see what they do. But Bragg's a 90-mile-an-hour left-handed arm. He throws a lot of fastballs. Munson, their righty, he gets up to 95. So they got power fastball arms. But, you know, we have a good hitting team. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, top batting average in D2 baseball. That's what the Mavericks finished up with the season. We're talking with Chris Hanks, coach of the Covering Mesa Mavericks baseball team. And for them, Scott Ellis, he's kind of their, I guess, Anthony Durbano. He's got 4 saves. He's been probably their best bullpen guy.
Yeah, you know, they have 5 or 6 guys that are really good. They have a bunch of Division I kickbacks that they didn't have last year to add with a couple of good returners. You know, and as you mentioned earlier, they hang their hat on their pitching. They think they're going to hold you down in runs, which they really have this year. Largely, that'll be a challenge for us. And then they're going to play good defense. They think they're going to pitch, play good defense, and then they'll just manufacture a small amount of runs, and it'll be enough to win, and that formula's worked for them all year.
Best pitching staff you'll have faced this season with this Angelo State team?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, we've faced kids as good as the people they have, but in terms of their quality and depth throughout the starting rotation and into the bullpen, it'll be the best staff we've seen all year, yes.
And one final thing, kind of away from the field, or it's focused more on the classroom, is Caleb Thomason. winning the Summit Award for the highest GPA of anyone playing in the RMAC tournament. Congratulations to Caleb on that award. He's also made some pretty significant contributions playing third base for you.
Yeah, you know, Caleb came to us as a pitcher, third baseman. We haven't really pitched him yet other than in the fall. He's actually pretty good on the mound, too. He's just not a flamethrower, so to speak. But Caleb's got an incredible eye at the plate, very good discipline. You know, he has the ability to leave the yard with a home run. He can hit the ball the other way. And he's really been playing well here as of late, both defensively and at the plate.